Hello, and welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
And this is the last episode of 2018.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Soak it in.
We're really nailing it down.
In 2019, my resolution is no more podcasting.
That's a horrible resolution, Ben. What are you going to do about your podcast?
Well, the people that I podcast with will just have to soldier on without me.
Oh, man.
Maybe we've done how many of these? 101 or something?
We have done 101. This is okay. Episode 102.
Well, then I feel like you've built up enough of a soundboard that you could just, with some crafty editing, do the podcast without me.
All right. Well, that's good. So through the rest of this show, we may need to set up a couple things that are just like clean ins and outs.
Sure. Yeah. Anything you want. You just tell me. And then in the future, the listeners, they won't know that I've stopped doing the show. But really, it'll just be you operating a soundboard.
Yeah. Well, they'll know, but they'll just know that I've spent like 15 more minutes editing than I normally do.
Yeah. But it will be as if I'm sitting here with you.
Yes, it'll be exactly like that. So, like,
anything you need me to do right now?
If I pretend to hand you over a deck, and this is, say, a deck of subpar quality.
Okay.
And you can tell just by looking at the box that you're going to hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here you go.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
Like it.
Also here, let me just get this in clean really quickly. 1 star. 2 stars. 3 stars. 4 stars. 5 stars. Good?
Good. I like it.
Okay.
What about when I hand you a deck and you start looking at it and you go, well, Brian, can I get that one clean?
Okay. Well, Brian.
Yes. Love it. Now I think you can go and I'll just finish the rest of the show.
Oh, you don't without... even?
Yeah, that was all the things you say usually. So.
All right. Good. Good. Well, it was a real pleasure. Thank you for all the hard work. I look forward to, I was going to say listening to the next 100 episodes, but maybe an update at the end of next year and just letting me know how things are going.
Sure. Yeah. I'll send you a really impersonal email newsletter.
Yeah. Great. That'd be great. Yeah. Hello, F name.
Yeah. Exclamation point, dollar sign, F name.
Yep. Perfect. Well, it's been a pleasure. Lols. Thank you. Enjoy the soundboard.
All right. And as we say goodbye to living alive, Ben, I guess we will go into Ben's recording of how the show works. Oh, first, I should introduce that is the stand-in voice of Ben Noble.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot.
And I'm Brian.
And I'm Ben. And on this show, we do something which is read the tarot. And the way we do that is that there are a lot of different spreads and we don't learn them. So we just do the same thing every single week, which is we draw 3 cards, and in the order that we draw them, they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Nice job. We also do a card of the week, and that card of the week is for everybody, not just our querent. That's for everybody in the world. And that's been working out well for everyone, I think. And then we do an outro, which used to be Ben's favorite part, but we'll see what the new character of Ben comes around to liking.
All right, well, should we do it?
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into Querent's Corner. And I went ahead and I had Ben record every word in the English language so we could go ahead and patch together some questions. So I'm going to go ahead and try out the new Ben soundboard to read this question from April, who lives in Connecticut.
When will I know when the right time to move forward with starting my new career? I work full-time as a staff accountant currently, but back in August, I became a master Reiki practicer, and I'm currently in a professional crystal healing certification program. I'm finishing in May, and then I will finish my
aromatherapy
certification. I'm not sure how all of this will unravel. Will I get my own practice, or will I be in practice with others? Thank you. April.
All right. Great job, soundboard, Ben.
Thank you.
Looks like I only had one word that I needed to record. Maybe I'll get to you after the holidays and get that one nailed down.
Perfect.
But let's go ahead and pull out some cards and see how to answer this question. And just to clean it up a little bit, because the soundboard's not quite perfected yet, April is wanting to know how to move forward in the new career. April is an accountant currently, but became a master Reiki... How do you say that word?
Reiki, I think.
Reiki. And that's like energy massaging, right?
I was going to ask you.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure it's like energy massaging.
It's not raking the little pebbles in like a Japanese garden?
No, that's spelled slightly differently, but I feel like they have the same music playing in the background.
Okay. All right. Do we have any pre-advice?
You're certified at a lot of things. None of them are the accountant thing that you're doing for your 9-to-5 right now. So pre-advice. I don't know. It sounds like you got your hustle on. I would say my pre-advice would match up with what you're doing.
Okay. Well, then let's see what the cards have to say about all this.
All right. This week, we are going to use the Estensi Golden Tarot of the Renaissance.
This comes to us all the way from 1400. A big cloud of dust comes out. All right. So what is this called? Something, something, the Renaissance.
The Estensi Golden Tarot of the Renaissance.
All right. Well, the Estensi Golden Tarot of the Renaissance is, as you would expect, a golden foiled deck, which is nice. And then the art is also, as you would expect, Renaissance looking.
Fair.
And in terms of our symbolism, it's not quite the same, but you could get the point. I think 3 stars is a fair rating for this deck.
All right, 3 stars for the Estensi Golden Tarot of the Renaissance.
All right.
I don't know what card this is represented on the back of the box, but it's got 2 naked angels sitting up in a cloud. And one of them looks like he's sitting on a part of his own body that would not be comfortable for an angel or otherwise to sit on.
Mm. Maybe it's the lovers? Are they Cupids?
They might be Cupids. And there's 3 pairs of people down at the bottom, all kind of coupling off with each other. So maybe it is the lovers. I guess we'll find out if the 3 out of the 3 cards we pull, one of them is the lovers.
The secret card, 6.5, the orgy. It's not in all the decks, but...
Sometimes people rename it as like the key party or something like that.
In a more modern deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're shuffled. We're ready to go. Let's see if April will get her own practice or practice with others and get out of accounting and become a person who just peacefully rakes the stones in a bonsai garden. Flip.
The Queen of Cups.
All right. We have a woman. Man, something's going on here because she's holding up her cup and then there's like a knight in front of her on his knees, perhaps asking for something, but he's also chained up. So he's not having a great day.
Dang. What do you think that means?
It's interesting. So because the Queen of Cups is normally somebody who, I mean, like the Queen of Swords is somebody who's kind of mean. So you would expect this kind of behavior from her.
Yeah, I would expect the Queen of Swords to chain someone up and make them sit until they've understood what they've done.
Yeah, but not the Queen of Cups. She's normally somebody who is much more diplomatic and persuasive.
Mm-hmm.
But here, she's...
withholding the antidote from him?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
And so until he admits something, he can't get unchained and...
Maybe he's thirsty.
Well, he's going to die because he's been poisoned.
Oh.
And she has a big cup of the antidote. But until he admits what she wants him to admit, she's not going to give it to him. She's really taken a book out of the Queen of Swords.
Yeah.
Did I say a book? I meant a page.
In terms of what this means, I mean, you can come back in with the Queen of Swords interpretation, but maybe the whole situation that's depicted on this card, which is far afield from the actual Queen of Cups. I think I said Queen of Swords before. Talk to the soundboard engineer.
Well, we were talking to both of them.
Yeah.
Because she looks like she could be a Queen of Swords.
Well, what I meant is, given this situation, you can come back with the Queen of Cups interpretation if you want, but the whole situation sort of feels like the cup that's being withheld is this idea of going it alone and pursuing this sort of like Reiki practice, whereas right now, April sort of feels chained up to this accounting job, and she's so close to... getting exactly what she wants, but it's being withheld.
That's a nice job, soundboard, Ben.
Thanks, Brian. 1 star.
Ready to move on?
Yes, flip.
Whoa. So this is the 2 of coins.
It's kind of what it looks like, but I don't, what is happening?
I something that we can't talk about on a family show.
Certainly not. Well, there are some coins. The two coins are on the floor.
Yeah, two giant pentacles on the floor.
And then two people of indeterminate gender are canoodling.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It looks like one is investigating certain body parts of the other.
Sure.
And there's an oyster or something. There's going to be pictures on the website. This is really weird. These pictures are weird.
Yeah.
I'm not swapping this deck.
Were you about to?
Well, did you give it 2 stars?
I gave it 3.
Oh, you gave it 3 stars. So it probably wouldn't have gone into a swap anyway. But, you know, I'm always thinking about it. Like, how do I make room for more decks? And I was thinking that this one might just be one that slides out of the way.
I'm horrified to learn that your swapping criteria is based on my arbitrary and capricious ratings.
Well, maybe you should start taking them more seriously.
I didn't know that anything real was riding on it.
Yeah, it's pretty much my entire investment strategy is to get decks that you are going to like a lot and hang on to those because those are going to appreciate in value.
Okay.
And then I just get rid of all the ones that you rate poorly.
Yeah.
Because I figure those are only going to end up costing me money.
Once I declare a rating, like the futures on tarot decks rise and fall based on one, like Monday morning.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's pork bellies and tarot cards are what I watch.
All right, so the two of coins, a card about balance.
Yeah, a card about juggling a lot of different projects.
Yeah. And so, as always, all we've done is sum up a situation.
Yeah, the situation has been summed up, but it's been summed up in a really weird way because of the pictures on these cards.
Yeah.
They're not traditional imagery. Well, I guess they're traditional if you're from 5 centuries ago, but they're not traditional for us.
No. So coming back to this, though, before moving on, the program, the Crystal Healing Certification Program, is wrapping up in May, and then April is going to finish the Aromatherapy Certification. And so I think, yeah, juggling a lot of projects currently, but also I think this might be, as a cure in action, a warning not to, like, drop anything right now.
Okay, yeah, to keep your eyes on all the things that you're juggling.
Like, don't quit the accountant thing tomorrow. Hold on to that for the time being.
Oh, sure. Yeah, always our pre-advice is going to be, like, don't quit your main hustle right away.
Oh, I wish you had given me that advice earlier.
Well, you never came to the cards.
I just followed my own pre-advice, but I guess I should have sought outside opinions.
Is your pre-advice always to quit your side hustle or to quit your main hustle and just pursue your side hustle full time?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that, I mean, maybe
no,
that's...
No, that's not my pre-advice at all. My pre-advice is marry wealthy.
Oh, that's good advice. I should, if I ever do get married again, it's definitely going to be to a rich person.
Yeah, that's a sound. That's the soundest investment strategy, stronger than pork belly or tarot.
Yeah, and I can use them to build each other so that, like, having a rich spouse is going to make it so that I can afford to buy more tarot decks and more pork bellies.
Mm.
And I don't know what the deal is with pork bellies, but they don't last a long time in the cellar. I've been buying them based on what everyone says is the futures, but I don't think they're going to be worth as much as people are saying.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Maybe you should ask the cards for some investing advice.
Maybe, but my hands are all covered in rotten pork. Oh. So, yeah, I don't know how to deal with the cards when I'm thinking about it.
All right, well, let's move on to the future.
All right, let's see what happens.
Flip.
9 of Wands.
Okay, 9 of Wands shows a person who is, I suppose, balancing a bunch of wands on the back of 2 bulls.
Are they trying to stop the bulls from coming forward?
Oh, well, he does have his hand on one of the bulls' faces. And he is holding up not a wand, but like a crowbar or something.
Yeah.
To try to stop them.
This is the least sexually charged of all the cards we've looked at so far.
I don't know. Aren't bulls pretty sexual?
I guess so if Zeus is in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure this isn't like the golden bondage tarot of the Renaissance?
Some weird Renaissance erotic deck.
Seriously. Sleeper erotica. That's something. Save that.
Sleeper erotica. That's the name of the show, the episode.
Sleeper erotica. All right. Yeah, I do. I'm going to run with your interpretation and say this person is trying to stop the bulls.
That one of these bulls has a really funny smile on his face.
Well, that's probably because he's like, this guy's not going to stop us.
Yeah. Look at all the pikes we have on our back. What do they have on their back?
It's supposed to be wands, but who could know?
It is 9 wands, so we're not even looking at the thing that he has, the bar that the...
No, that's separate.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So this person is trying to stop the bulls because the 9 of wands is about persistence and sort of exhaustion, but nearing defeat. Or not defeat, nearing defeating of your enemy, which is success for you.
Yeah, nearing victory.
Sure, that's another way to say it.
But it's,
I guess,
another
you
way
have that word on the soundboard.
I guess nearing defeat is the same thing as nearing victory. It just depends on
whose perspective,
what point of view.
Okay, so
too bad we couldn't just stop there. That was some philosophical stuff right there.
And end of show. All right, do you want to do this one or do you want me to do this one?
I don't know. What I'm getting from it is not a clear answer. It's just showing you're getting to the end of the struggles and things are going to be simpler afterwards. But that doesn't tell us anything about the struggles. Do you have a different interpretation?
No. I suppose I just saw it as a more satisfactory... It was a great summation of the situation, is how I felt. I was like, that's exactly right. Because all of the balancing of the things is going to be challenging and difficult. But you will eventually get to a place where you are nearing victory, and it will be somewhat exhausting, but you'll get there.
Let's flip over another card that comes between the present and the future.
Okay.
So we can get like a nearer future.
Okay. Is it just going to be like a giant codpiece?
I don't know what it's going to be. It's probably going to be something obscene that I can't put a picture of on the site.
All right, flip.
The Queen of Wands.
Okay, well, this queen is much more merciful, presumably. She is sitting on a throne, holding a book, holding a wand aloft, and there are two like babies at her feet. So perhaps she's like teaching them some things.
Maybe they're going to grow up to be chained up knights.
Oh, no.
So the Queen of Wands.
Do you feel better now?
I don't know. I mean, I guess... It tells me that you're going to be in charge of the things that make you passionate.
Yeah, following your passions.
Yeah, and I think that those are all the woo-woo things. The Reiki, mm-hmm. the raking, the crystal healing.
The aromatherapy.
Yeah, I finally got that on the soundboard. And so I see that being those all 100%
things, money back guaranteed spiritual gold outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
I'm having a problem with the soundboard right now. No, I think that this shows that you're going to be able to rise up with all those things.
Thank you to Prince.
Sorry for all the malfunctions, guys. But anyway, I think this turns out well. Let me see if I can get Ben to corroborate that.
Yeah, I do think that this is going to turn out well because I think that sort of if we're putting this card in between the coins, the balance, and then the victory through persistence and hard work, you have the Queen of Wands, who's somebody who is following their passions and somebody who is succeeding in that. And so I think that it's sort of a reminder of like, follow your passions. Don't, you know, the accounting thing for now you're keeping in the mix, but know that you're gonna let that go. And then that makes this hard work worth it.
Yeah, I think so. Well, April, I hope that helped. It's my first time doing it on my own, so I hope that it worked out well for you. And I guess we'll find out if you write back.
Great reading, Brian.
Thanks, Ben. I appreciate that.
You're the best tarot reader.
Thanks, Ben. I appreciate that. All right, here we are, back out of Queerance Corner.
But about to go into Card of the Week.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and... Well, first I want to thank April, and then I guess we'll just go right into the Card of the Week music. Here we are, Card of the Week, soundboard Ben.
I can't wait. So Card of the Week is something for everyone out there. If you are wanting some advice, we're going to give it to you. And if you're not wanting some advice,
don't listen because you're still getting advice.
Yeah. And this is a card a week for everyone out there, including the people who aren't listening, including people who don't even know the show exists. So when you're facing some sort of obstacle, think back to this card and do whatever we tell you to do.
And also, almost as importantly, when you're facing any obstacle at all, be sure and tell the people that you're facing the obstacle with that you got your advice from Amateur Tarot Pod.
Yeah, definitely do that. That helps us.
Yeah, we do this card of the week for everybody, but it's really hard to get the word out to every single person. So if you
We've been sending a lot of mail.
Yeah. And that's something I think I'm going to switch to email in 2019 from the snail mail that I've been sending. It's just so expensive to send a certified letter to every single person.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And I don't know everybody's address, and so I keep sending emails asking for addresses, and I'm not getting answers back. It's just, it's a big thing, so just tell people about the show.
Thanks.
This week, for our card of the week, we're going to be using the Body Language Tarot by Jessica Bott.
Now, what's going to be shocking is when this tarot deck is less erotic than the Tarot of the Renaissance.
I think that you're going to find that this was a good choice to match up with the Tarot of the Renaissance. It's not erotic, but it is nude.
It is. It is all exactly what Brian said. All of the cards are people with tattoos on them in different poses, and that's what it is.
And look at the book.
Oh, wow. It tells you what each tattoo means.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, the thing that makes it challenging is that it's hard to use this. I mean, I suppose if you mastered this deck.
Yeah, it's a whole nother tarot language, kind of. Like the Rider-Waite is one system and Thoth is a system, or Thoth, Aleister Crowley's system. There's the Golden Dawn people. And then there are things like this that are just completely out on their own, not even trying to match up with any of the current systems.
Now, is this like a system that other people use or just this person?
This is a system that the creator, I believe, did on their own.
Well, the thing is that if you are just learning tarot and you pick this deck up, obviously it's going to be very difficult for you to use this deck to read as.
Mm-hmm.
However, not having ever looked at the book, except for the one picture that you showed me, and then looking at the cards, like, I really like this deck. I could never read with it because I'm not smart enough to know what all these symbols mean, and I will never put in the effort given the fact that I'm a soundboard. But I want to give this deck 4 stars because I really like the idea and the creativity behind it. And the art is neat. You just have to put in a lot of effort to learn what it means.
Cool. 4 stars. Just thumbing through this book, there is a ton of stuff to learn about their hair colors and all their tattoos and their body language. So that's in each page of this book. It has a picture of the card that you're looking at, and it talks about what the body language is, what the hair color means, and what all the tattoos mean.
Good for this person.
Yeah.
It's a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort. It's a solid
book. Something we wouldn't know much about.
All right. So the card of the week from the Body Language Tarot.
Flip.
The Star.
All right. So on the Star, we have a woman, and she is sort of like leaping into the air. Her hair is cyan, and on her body there are some tattoos. There is the ibis, or whatever that, you know, is that what the bird is, the ibis that's normally on the Star card. Then there's some like planets with orbits, and there is a star and a constellation and a mermaid. Go on.
So you got a lot of the stuff that's covered in the book here. I'm gonna read it just like it's all keywords, because that's kind of how it's presented. So we have the body language is peaceful and moving forward, full of faith. We have the hair color is calm and celestial. Then we have 2 Aquarius tattoos that are humanitarian, unconventional, and imaginative. A water droplet that indicates cause and effect. The plant baby's breath, which is purity and freedom. The aforementioned ibis, which indicates thought and communication. The constellation for Aquarius, because it's an Aquarius card. There's prayer beads tattooed around her ankle, which indicate faith and spirituality. The mermaid indicates water again. 7 chakras on her leg indicate centers of spiritual power. There's the solar system, and our sun is a star. And then on her chest is just a giant star. And it just says star. There's no keyword attached to that.
All right.
That was possibly the messiest one I've ever read.
I thought you did a great job.
But yeah, there's a lot going on in this card.
Yeah, and this is a great card to have sort of moving into the new year, because the Star is a card about going inside yourself, figuring out who you want to be and where you want to go and pursuing that.
Yeah, figuring out goals. So this is a good card for April as well.
I don't know. I think it's better in January.
It's amazing that I had that on the soundboard and I chose to keep it in.
You needed it.
But I think this is a good card for our Querent also, because it's about finding a goal and following through on that goal. Mm-hmm. And the Star, to me, is a bright shining spot that you can follow. So it's like the North Star in my head. There's a lot more added to it that layers on top of it with this card that you'll be able to see on the website. I'll include all that.
Copy. Really plugging the website this week.
Yeah, I want more people to go to the website. I feel like the website doesn't get a lot of love.
Go to the website, people.
It gets a lot of love from me.
Brian doesn't have a lot to live for, guys. Please go to the website.
That was a bit harsh, soundboard, Ben.
In the arms of the angels.
I want to assure just everyone.
Just one click a day, you can help Brian Dooley.
I have plenty to live for. I just don't have a lot of stuff to do anymore. So if we could just get on the website and just start going nuts, tear it apart. Tell me what you don't like about it and I'll fix it. And tell me what you do like about it and I'll make more of it.
Isn't it good that you had a soundboard recording of me singing the first line of In the Arms of the Angels?
It is good. And then it's good that I had the follow-up question about the arms of the angels.
Yeah, about me asking about it. Now,
I think if I search back, I probably have at least 3 instances of you singing In the Arms of an Angel.
That's probably more useful than other things that you've recorded me saying on this episode. At the beginning, when I was rating this, I said 5 stars. And then I said, no, I meant 4 stars. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I meant 5 stars.
Okay.
I'm revising this up. 5 stars.
All right. This is...
You'll see it in the 2019 bracket, folks.
This is shocking. This hardly ever happens, but we got a revision up to 5 stars. So good. The last time that happened was with the Brady Tarot.
Yeah. So another, you know, it's just really creative decks that I get into when I figure out what they're all about.
Yeah. And I think that you really, Soundboard Ben, appreciate the depth of effort that goes into creating the symbolism.
Yeah.
Because I think that was what sold you on the Brady Tarot as well, was just... how complex and intricate all of the associations were. And I feel like this deck is very similar.
I think that's a good association that you've made. All right. 5 stars for the Body Language Tarot.
All right.
Good job.
And
see you in 2019.
What does the star mean for this week then? I said what it meant to our Querent named April. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that I've laid it out for anyone else. So Soundboard Ben, what do you think the star means for all of our non-Querents this week?
Yeah, I think it means that this is great time here on December 31st, 2018, to think about your goals for 2019, think about who you want to be next year, and this is the week to... Tomorrow's January 1st. Start now.
Love it. All right, here's where it used to be real life Ben's favorite part of the show. We'll see how much Soundboard Ben likes it.
Well, first, we want to say a big thank you to our questioner, April.
And then we want to give a big shout out to our lols. We would not be doing this without you.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, thanks, Soundboard Ben. Technically, you're not even doing this anymore, and we do have lols.
True. All right, and now a moment of silence for the lost lols. All right, you can find us.
I feel very lucky that I had recorded silence from you from other episodes so that I could put that in there. Because otherwise, smart. It feels disingenuous if it's just me being silent and you're nowhere to be not heard. So I'm glad we had that.
That is something that I think the lol should know, is that like you don't just splice it and add 10 seconds of just emptiness.
Yeah,
we do sit here and
we just sit here.
We do sit here and have a moment of silence. All right, you can find us at the website Brian is desperate for you to check out, amateurtarot.com.
You can email us at any questions that you might have, please do, at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can call us at a phone number, 314-325-6047. Operators are standing by. And if you call now, you will get your own copy of the Ben soundboard.
Nice. That's pretty good. And that's if you call within 10 minutes of us recording this episode.
Important to note.
You can find us on Twitter at Tarot Amateur and on Instagram at Amateur Tarot.
Just bang those words into your keyboard and you'll eventually find us.
If you do a Google search for Amateur Tarot, we show up for all of the searches.
Oh, great job on your spiritual energy optimization.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right. Brian, he's on Twitter at Zen Iron Man.
And Ben may not be with the show anymore, but he still is working hard on I'mMakingAllThisUp.com. And that's a weekly blog where he takes all of the wisdom in his well-coiffed head and turns it into usable advice for young, upwardly mobile people who are trying to get their foot in the door in some sort of creative professional job.
That might have been the best one yet. All right, we have a Facebook group on Facebook. You can go there. We have conversations about tarot things.
Yeah, and there's little tarot lessons and stuff from behind the scenes. Oh, yeah. And it's got a long name, but it's easy to find. You can find our Facebook page at Amateur Tarot, and you can find our Facebook group at groups/Amateur Tarot on Facebook. So it should be pretty straightforward. We used to say that it was difficult to get to, but it's pretty easy.
Nice. All right, if you're still listening, you must like the show.
Yeah. Thanks for still
listening. Or you're driving and you don't want to pick up your phone. But in either case, we have you. And now that we have you, please go to iTunes and rate and review the show if you haven't already. It does really help us out, and it only takes 1 minute for you.
Yeah.
And we'd appreciate it.
And that brings us to our review of the week.
Oh, we have a review of the week.
And this week's review comes from Aharm11. And Aharm11 says, "Great podcast. 5 stars. Love the humor of this podcast. Serious when need be, but fun too. I look forward to each episode. Thank you."
Thank you.
Thank you, Aharm11. We appreciate that.
Now we arrive at item number 9. Thank you too. And this week, thank you to all of you listening, because we would not do this show without all of you listening. And your time is the greatest gift that you can give to anyone, because you can't get it back and you can't make more. So we appreciate you giving us a bit of your time each week.
And we look forward to wasting more of your time in 2019.
Indeed. So, it's kind of like a time when the person of the year was you, whatever year that was. It was like a mirror.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
I missed that year.
It was probably before you were born.
I really should have capitalized on that.
All right. Well, thank you again. And spoiler alert,
magic is real. A page.
She's taking a whole book out of the Queen of Swords.
She's taking a knight out of the Queen of Swords page. Did that work? Sure. I don't think so.